Here is a section of the main program. It prints out the contents of both structs by calling the subroutine two times. It does this by first passing the address of the first struct. Then, when the subroutine returns control, it is called again, this time with the address of the second struct. Notice how the subroutine is called two times, each time with a different argument, the address of the appropriate struct. In fact, not only notice this, but fill in the blanks to do it. Remember that arguments are passed to a subroutine by using register A0, or, when we need it, register A1, but we don't need that here.